Welcome to the crib. Before we start, I just want to make it clear that I always stand corrected. If I make any mistake, if I misinterpret, if I misyan during this episode, just reach out to me respectfully. Your feedback helps me improve. So let's get started. Yeah, so welcome back to the show. Let me start by telling you this short story. So there was a day I wanted to link someone up for friends with benefits. She now told me that, hope the guy is ready to spend. And I'm like, me, I don't speak for people. But you understand, I have to ask the guy first. And I asked the guy, okay, are you ready to spend? And he said, sure. Now, I entered her DM back and this lady was telling me I should tell him that he has to pay 15K first before they even see each other. So that you can even hear the way I'm composing this story for you. This is true. It happened like maybe around December last year. I was laughing. I'm like, what is this one now that you guys have brought up again? What is I have to pay money? She said, I experienced it with guys. They duped her. You understand? She will come and visit them. They will not even give her money. They will not give her something to say that she came.
Okay.
Yeah, we all know what friends with benefit is. But to what length? Do you understand? Friends with benefit is you and a partner being in a somewhat of like relationship. Let me just use relationship for it. Not the actual relationship I was talking about, but let's use relationship for it. With no emotions attached, no strings attached, and you guys are just enjoying each other sexually. No intimacy. It's more of intercourse. Intimacy and intercourse are two different things. Intimacy comes with the feeling. When you're in a relationship to, you know, wipe each other. Intercourse is just to the fuck. Only for her to later explain to me that it was a WhatsApp TV that told her to be doing that kind of thing. I'm like, he said, I don't mention his name. He said, she should be telling the guys that they should, you know, drop something. Any amount of money before they see each other so that she should not choose 15K because that's what she, I don't know how to speak. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to insult anybody. Now let's try to imagine, or let's try to separate friends with benefits in two ways. Like how it became. Is it that you linked up through a WhatsApp TV or you guys were already friends? And you want to do it now because, you know, it's much easier when it's to link up actually. Because if you guys are already friends, there are some things that you may not be able to say. It will sound weird, shit you get, but it's just best to say all these things so that when I no go get problem for future and when I no go get strings, where unnecessary strings, whereby the guy no be interested in relationship with her and the girl. Everything she will try to do. You see, let me just say something. Let me tell you something. You see, some girls, what they are trying to do is they will use friends benefits to lure you inside a relationship. They will use friends benefits to lure you inside. Anyway, so somebody, a girl has done this. She said she was chatting with somebody that said this, just friends with benefits. And I sent it, she said, that's the relationship she wants. I said, but you said you want friends with benefits. He said, she said, I was like, So now this coupon that they use babies. So that's now imagine if it was the physical aspect where she don't get that kind of thing already. Say, you see this boy? I'll go lock him. I will first see his bed. But all this thing, it will not work because it's only her. See, some girls, if they get time for body. Well, you go date time, you no go know when you serve the date time. You no go know when you enter relationship safe. Oh, and all of these things. And it is good though, she gets actually, because some friends benefit actually leads to relationship, which from there they just she get. But if the two of you's stuff from the beginning was friends with benefits, why should somebody? Because at the end of the day, if you as a lady now, you say you want to change this thing to dating, and the guy is a, you don't know the guy, but the guy in his own mind don't know, say this one, not just for wipe, finish. Anything which you want to make sure you do, and no go. So you understand, you're just like wasting your energy. For sure, if it's your dream boy, you can try. So what, yeah, so friends with benefits are people that, you know, they don't want to be committed into a relationship. So they just said, okay, look, check out my Jesharawa. But what I don't understand is why you guys, ladies, are now trying to say he has to be supporting me financially. That's just where I'm lost in all these things. Who came up, who said, now money, she gets. There are other things that somebody can offer you. Where you yourself, in fact, as a friend, because I'm just your friend, Shega, it's because they wipe you, they ask for, you want to be me. Don't normally, it is you guys' relationship. You can set time how you want between each other. Shega, if the guy says after this, and she says okay, well, I'm afraid me low. If the guy agrees, then because the problem, sure, voila. But for you to now be demanding and be feeling entitled to it, no. That's not what you do. Because it is something you talk about first and agree and just use that as boundary. Share you get. So, realistically speaking, this thing is not, one can't really control it. If one wants to be saying all this, it might not sound practical at the moment, but you know, one has to try it first, she gets. Because communication is key. If it is for matchmaking that you guys, if it's from link up, is that one is even the easiest, actually. Because from the beginning of the conversation, that's what we're talking about first. As we're getting to know each other, she gets. So there are other things that one can offer, and you benefit from it. It just depends on what you want. Shake it. Depends on what you want. Normally. Depends on what you want. And if you notice, sometimes if you've experienced it, or if you've had a friend's experience, sometimes the friend's benefits not usually they end well. And that's because, like, I read it somewhere that it should be planned or like timed, like duration. And I was like, well, I was still a girl that this thing is only for 1 month. And at the end of 1 month, and I missed the beg. How does that apply to each other? You know, everything I'm talking about is in our own country, at this side of the world, she gets, at this side of the world. It's for them there. It can work for them. But you see, our own, it's very, very different. So everything I'm saying is trying to break down what the terms actually mean, how it will like relate to us, so that it will help us. Okay, so we're no good at do unnecessary mistakes. Okay, get now from what I would advise you when it comes to matchmaking first is, once you guys don't link up each other, as a guy, reasonable, as the babe, follow up and go with the flow. Why do I say this? You've seen each other's pictures and details. So from there, as you're getting to know each other, as you're vibing and everything, ask the girl, what does she want in this kini that you want to do? You understand? You will now see, okay, what can I offer to her? See, at the end of the day, you all say it's money. If I see a girl that has a business and she knows that, she loves her business to you, like to with her chest, and she wants to make money from it. If I give her what I know, the value where I get, the no burn away, she could forget money. Because the services that I'll be giving her for free, these services that I'll be giving her to be for free. Yeah. She be, you understand?
and me too, I'll be collecting something in turn that we both enjoy. So, so that's just it, honestly. You know, physically now, you can have a neighbor that she will come and be cooking for you. You understand? You're not good. My friends benefits be that. Man. That's what it is. You are helping each other out. There is no feelings attached. There is nothing there. You are just helping each other out to be, you understand, to be in a, I don't know what word I can, let's just use relationship, yeah? Okay, you get. Okay, what do you think is to happen with those guys with Sasabi book for school then? Those ones for school now, eh, now. We girls go, they meet them, say, come and teach me, come and teach me. What do you think is going on between them? Uh-huh. Not all of them. It's not all of them. But it's when Badi go and meet nerd. When Badi go and meet the bro with Sabi book. Say, Afa, come teach me this thing now. And from there, they don't, you understand? When it's physically, sometimes there is no need to talk. Una go just know, say, boy, you leave the babe contact. Like I said, if she's bad, yeah, she they feel you normally. You say, you you smart for book, no, me can't say you do yourself with babe. Uh-huh. You go collect everything you want to collect. That's when it's benefit. They want you, boo, want to fix it. I'm saying this because that's what these girls they are trying to do. That's why another TVs are making this mistake of trying to look. Yes, we all know that. Even if you be my friend normally, I feel still give you that money without even asking for anything in return she gets. So why should you now price this thing? You put price on everything. Yes, the economy is bad, but we know say some of you still won't wipe. Even yeah, you girls, you know, continue to call some of you. And I go come put money. What kind of this be that? You go get guys, you have guys, or even you yourself, we be say you no spend shishi. Now, when me I say shishi, I mean you not spend up to the money that will actually affect you and say, I don't spend money. She gets on top gear. Some guys will not even spend shishi on top this bill. You go come, you give her money. Yes. And she say, babe, I need card. You will send. When you now start talking about anything that has to do with sexual or lesbian benefit, she will ignore the message. She will come back to your DM because you be simple. You go talk something. I will send it to you. I'll send it to you. I'm coming, but the network is bad, but I will send it. Don't worry. Okay, dear. So don't do yourself. That's just the whole thing about this episode. Do not do yourself. Don't allow any. See, only if you know that it's the money you want to use. Finish. No wahala. Shake it. Just that me, when I'm seeing my own guy toasting babe, somebody else's babe. And he's not spending a dime. He no spend she on that. And that one get babo. I know this is off topic, but I'm trying to let you know that there are some things that you don't actually need to use with. You don't actually need to spend with money. You don't actually need money to on top of these things. Stop wasting it. Because I know that it gets some FWB. Maybe say the babe self. You know, just wiping she they find, you know. They interested in, even though you know you have the money, because at the end of the day, when you satisfy a guy that is not stingy and is not broke in that aspect, if you send something, if you text him one day, just say, please, I need income. You say, I don't try this method, I don't try it, you know, please, can you help me with this thing? And it's your friend, if you do it now, don't be so, because you yourself, you don't show say, or more. This babe, let me even give her something. Say she don't try. She gets. So this is just it's just my opinion on things, anyways. Because even me, I had a neighbor. In fact, if I chat out today like this, our vibe is still there. She gets. I had a neighbor that all throughout that year, half of that year, from around June to December, stupid wiping. Stupid wipes, baby wipes. Oh shit, fuck damn. She. Because I know that's what she wanted. You understand? She has always said, please, we should date. And I'm like, I cannot date. And I know why I said I cannot date. Ha. She gives no because of anything. It's just meal. At that point, I'm like, no. because I knew that the moment I date her like that, the vibe will change. Like, from that's for me. Because when me, I'm dating somebody, it is dating to relationship to marriage. So I'm going to, the way I would talk, the way I would relate it to be very, very different. Because now this person I won't use as wife. I can tolerate somebody, but in the long run, she gets for at least for that period of time, you have to act like that. So I already knew that I go spoil the vibe. And I knew that will not end well if I tried to say, let's date. And I explained to her that, look, let's just do this and enjoy ourselves and memory so that next time we chat each other up, vibe good day. Today, if she did hear this thing, she said, if I chat her up, say alpha, she will, that's the thing. We ended on a good note. No, it was distance, but we ended on a good note. Vibe is still there. She gets. So that's what I'm just saying. That's practically what I'm just saying. Now imagine if I try to say, let me date, then from there, we now break up, then we now stop talking. All this, you understand, all this unnecessary drama that you can just maintain. You need, that one, me, I already knew that by December, because that's when I graduated, I already knew that by December, this is going to end. No, I want to do it. It's going to finish by December, because me, I knew I was already relocating. So throughout that period, I was like, look, let's just enjoy each other. And she too, she was going to finish her pre-degree that same December. What are we now saying now? Why should we enter the relationship when we can enjoy ourselves? Yes, I'm saying. Yeah, they always plan things. Don't mind me. So I already saw it that this one by December at my. So I just wanted to make sure that we ended it on a good note. She was my neighbor beside my room like this for a nice good day. You understand? Shawu, what are you thinking? So I help her with a few things, but she never carried bill come my head one day. She never did. Never. Because me, I believe that before me and you met, you knew how you were asking, how you were looking for your money. So just because we just met now, you won't come to carry that and come sugar from my head. Me, I will not answer you. I'll just see you as you are not thoughtful, she gets. So that's just it. That's how I see things when it comes to friends with benefits. Now, don't forget, you guys should agree on what you're using. The reason why I'm even saying this like this is because this is how we do it in Nigeria. That's just the truth. You are both benefiting. We are actually saying we are both benefiting each other. Naturally, therefore, their own side, they talk, say, you are just having sex. Nothing more than that. Just casual sex anytime. Understand? No intimacy, no nothing. Just, but we are friends, so we get vibes, though. But for here, I know that it is not possible to say, let's just be wiping each other, because now this thing has been going on like this for years. So what me, I'm just here to say is, you can always change things. You can always do it to your own side. She gets you, as a guy himself, you say, now what you want, but it's now when she now says, okay, no, you could come bargain, compensate to some kind levels. But just the cocoa is, we could not just enjoy each other for that period of time. You don't actually have to say, and this is when we want to end it, you know. But you have it in your mind and let her know that, look, oh, this is not going to be for long. If it's going to be for long, you let her know that this one will do tete, she gets. Also, you know that people have multiple FWB partners. Sure, you know. There is nothing wrong with that one. Don't come at things saying that only you should go there wrong. Nah, lie. And don't think say you are the only one he's going to fear. For the way me I do it here, the way me I do it here is when you send a request for friends with benefits, I will not link you up with somebody else unless that friends benefit didn't work out. Very, very simple. I don't want to destroy so many things, because if that thing was actually good to this relationship and you had like already normally you, as a bad guy that you are, you may have 5 already down somewhere that you are keeping. And she too, she has her own 5 guys somewhere. So all of you just be doing that one. But I like to just keep things subtle in the beginning. Just understand. That is why you should stay safe. They wear rubber. They wear condom. No, I know just no, you wipe stranger, you know, see, you know Sabian before, you just shook him inside like that. You don't even think, you don't even do responsible. You're not even responsible enough to say, okay, how far? Let's go and do test. She gets how far more we go. Maybe she come inside now, for example. You come inside now, you don't let her know say she go on do test. She come inside, you sabi what they do the thing, you know far. Carry her go there, do the test. The thing know they pass 30 minutes. Come out to see in a result, say, okay, fine, finish, and be wiping your raw for that day. Actually, you get why I talk. If you cannot do all that stress, wear condom. Bro, just wear condom. Don't go and be wiping. Because even you as a girl, because he can have multiple girls that he's wiping and he doesn't use condom with them. That's how some guys are just, they are just irresponsible. He doesn't use condom with them. Now you now come. You now one day, you now wipe somebody, you don't know. He carries something. You now come. He can't shook him inside you. You two, you don't know. You go meet your own, shook him inside. Hey, you guys, we should learn how to stay protected. It's not sweet, I know. It's never sweet in the first place, but which one you want to do? Sure, you want to do sweeter, you want to collect sweetie. Don't play. I hope you understood what I just talked about for the last 20 minutes. You understand? If you have any opinion, if you want to correct me, if you get question for me, the link to our community is down below. So yeah, click it to join the crib and you understand? From there, we'll vibe. So you get... I am standing. You don't want to know where I'm recording this podcast. I am on top of a hill. Standing in the middle of the night to say this podcast to you. Why? Because my roommates, they're wiping. They play. All right. See you guys on the next one. Thank you very much.